Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
The Radio.com app is the official new home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone.
I have their app on my phone, and so, like, I listen to them all when I'm getting ready and then when I'm driving into work.
Powered by Quaker Steak & Lube, you're locked into the Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks.
Here we are, once again. And no, you're not an hour early.
No, you're not.
It's freaking, this rejoin week brought to you by freaking me. Ryan Bingham. Guess who's knocking on your door?
Dolo.
Have you figured out the deeper meaning about who's knocking at his door?
It's him.
It's him, mother blanker.
Mm-hmm.
You should know that by now. So he's going to tell you again. It's kind of a knock-knock joke. Guess who? I don't know.
God.
Who is it? It's Ryan Bingham, Paige, at the door.
Apparently.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow.
All right, so this hour is going to be super full. We've got the French fry mouth stuffing extravaganza. Fat Boy could not win Jeopardy last week, so maybe some vindication today. You know, Nine put a whole pack of cigarettes in his mouth the other day on the show. I don't remember where that came from, but we did it. And then, so I said, what a great idea. We should see if we can do the same with French fries with Fat Boy's mouth.
Mm-hmm.
So today that's going to happen. But first, we got to find out about the fight. French fries, Fat Boy, and now fight.
Yep.
What happened? You were all around. You were at the big Carolina Motor Fest with me and a dozen other people.
Yeah, man. Friday night, went to the Firmament to see LA Guns play, who shocked me. I didn't expect them to be new.
LaGuns?
Yeah, LaGuns. Yeah. Great
They
band.
Do all their hit songs?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Still sound great.
Really?
Yeah.
How old are those guys now?
In their 50s.
Oh, yeah. Things still rock it up.
Sounded great. And then Saturday, started out at Carolina Motor Fest, TLC Motors Carolina Motor Fest, presented by the U.S. Air Force. And then from there, went home for a couple hours, and then it was time to go to Columbia.
Yeah.
Where I have not been in many years for no particular reason.
There ain't much to do except go see the Gamecocks play.
Yeah. Went down there to see Tyler Childers play Saturday night.
Yeah. Now, for those that don't know, what kind of music is that? Southern rock?
Country.
Country?
Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
I've heard it. I wouldn't consider it that, but I guess they claim the genre.
It's straight country.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fiddles and steel guitars. It's straight country.
Okay.
Yeah. And when I say country, I mean not the stuff you hear on the radio. I mean actual country.
Real
music.
Country music.
Actual
outlaw
country.
Music.
Yes.
Like, they wouldn't play Waylon Jennings today on the
Waylon Jennings.
I was saying the Wailing Wall. They wouldn't play Waylon Jennings on the radio today.
No.
If he were a new artist.
No, absolutely not. Never. Never a million years.
All right, so you go see, and I can say this because you're wearing the hat today. Tyler Childers.
Yeah.
All right. You buy that hat or you throw it to you?
No, I bought the hat. I came out of there, like, I had a whole wardrobe of Tyler Childers.
You went full merch. What'd
hat,
you get?
Hat, shirt, pocket full of lighters.
They sell lighters?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I got one dude I know really wanted to go, asked me for a shirt, so I got him a shirt and me a shirt.
Yeah.
And then lighters for myself and others.
Okay.
Some people get lighter souvenirs from Childers.
They didn't have Tyler Childers dip cups? Is that why I didn't get a souvenir?
Yeah, they didn't have those.
Okay.
But it would have been a $20 dip cup, probably. Would have been expensive.
Yeah. All right, so the fight at the concert. By the way, I was going to ask you, how was it, before we get to the concert, let's go back a day. How was 420 without?
It was fine.
Really?
It was fine, yeah.
Did you, like, when you would see the memes and stuff all day long, did it strike some kind of nerve with you? Like, oh, God.
I didn't see many of them because I was on the go so much.
Yeah.
You know, I was going and doing so much Saturday, you know.
Not much social media time.
No, not really.
Yeah.
Man, it was a fun show. Really, really good show.
Where was it at? Williams-Brice Stadium?
The Senate in Columbia. It used to be the Music Farm Columbia. The Senate, they call it now.
It's not the Music Farm anymore.
No, it's the Senate.
Ah.
Yep.
Who did I go see at the Music Farm back in the day?
I don't know.
Bunch of bands.
Probably.
They had one in Charleston, too, yep. Music Farm. Yeah.
Still got that one.
Do they?
Okay. Yeah, now the one in Columbia is
maybe that's the one I went to, then.
It's right near the State House, right across from it.
They call it the Senate. That's cute.
So, early on, man, shortly after we waited in the long line of people trying to get in the joint, it was packed. I mean, they said sold out, but I'm looking at sold out like, if this place catches on fire, it's going to be a trampling from hell.
Oh, boy.
I mean, sold out means sold, like, sardine can sold out.
Yeah. I'd be scared that terrorists would think that was the real Senate and they'd try to come do something.
Oh, no, you could tell it wasn't.
You could.
Too many T-shirts. And
don't you wish the real Senate would have a mosh pit when they get pissed at each other?
That'd be great.
That'd be great. So, I'd watch C-SPAN like hell.
As soon as we get in there, we're over by the outside bar.
Yeah.
Talking to some people we know from Greenville.
Really? You run into some Greenvillians?
Oh, yeah, plenty of them. Yeah. Plenty of them. That was the closest show to Greenville, was Columbia.
Yeah.
So if you're from the upstate and you wanted to go see Tyler Childers play, you had to make the trek down.
Mm.
Plenty of people did. $120 a ticket on the aftermarket.
Jesus. Good Lord.
Yeah. They were $25 when they went on sale, but if you didn't get them for $25 and you had to buy them off of StubHub or something, $125.
I never heard of them.
I had until Nine introduced him to me in the car.
Yeah.
He was in the back seat.
Yeah.
How you doing?
He was.
Yeah.
Hey, who's this redheaded dude back here? Oh, that's Tyler.
You think some of the artists that do that now, that like, you know, big-time artists, when they, because, you know, like Ticketmaster has the verified resales.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that, like, because some of the artists can hold, like, the first five rows for their giveaways or their press or whatever.
Yeah.
Do you think they ever resell them?
I don't know.
Personally, they don't, but I would. Hell, I'd be pissed if somebody was making that much. If I was Tyler Childers, I'd be like, where's my half?
Yeah. We should have charged $50 a ticket and met in the middle somewhere.
Get free hats and lighters or something.
There you go.
All right, so the concert was great. You could have made six times your money, but you chose to go enjoy the concert.
Yeah, absolutely did. So you see these two dudes walking around early on. Like, well, as soon as we got through the security and checked the tickets and all that, we go over by the outdoor bar and just hanging out, talking to some green villains.
Mm-hmm.
And these two dudes, man, they just stick out like a sore thumb. Because one of them's roughly the size of Braun Strowman.
Oh, jeez.
Not quite as thick, leaner than Braun Strowman, but he's got to be 6'8", 6'9", big burly beard on him. Just
nice.
A big, frightening-looking individual.
He's a real man.
Last dude in that place anybody wanted to mess with.
Okay.
And he's just, you know, kind of stomping around like he knows nobody wants to mess with him. And
is he a patron or a bouncer?
It's a patron.
Okay.
And he's got a buddy with him who is a shorter, stockier dude. Not short, but shorter than him. Like a stocky, probably 6'1".
Stocky.
Not a dude you'd want to mess with either. Mm-hmm. Just in general terms. Like, oh, that would not be any fun. So you just, and every time you turn around in there, you see these dudes, because one of them is literally 6'9". Mm-hmm. So you can't miss him. There's nearly 1,300 people in the room. You turn around, there he is. There he is.
Mm-hmm.
So they're stomping around, angry looking.
Drinking?
Oh, yeah. Right. Oh, yeah. Like, just angry looking dudes. Like, you know how you go someplace like that and you immediately find the dudes who just are looking for trouble.
Yeah.
And you watch them all night long because they're looking for trouble. So right before the show's over, right as it's wrapping up, we step outside because we're going to go hang out at Tin Roof next door for a little bit before we head back.
Mm-hmm.
It's attached, Tin Roof, like a bar, a restaurant attached, and they had a band playing over there. So these dudes walk by us, and the shorter guy is talking about, man, I'm telling you, if he steps to me, I'm going to blank him up.
If he does what?
I think he said, if he steps to me.
Steps to me,
I'm going to blank him up.
I know people still said that.
He did.
Right.
He
stepped to this.
I wasn't about to question his slang. He was mad at this point.
Yeah.
So they've been looking for trouble. And then, 30 seconds to a minute later, we walk up towards Tin Roof. And
somebody's about to set it off.
We round the corner, the shorter dude.
Somebody stepped to him?
I don't know. Oh, I didn't get to see the step to, but I get to see the shorter dude just lay this dude out.
Damn
man.
It.
Just one punch, and the dude falls down like a sack of potatoes. And he's just laying on the ground, not unconscious, but oh, it just looked like it hurt so bad.
Yeah.
He didn't know where he was for like 10 minutes. He's just laying there. He's got just this wince of pain on his face because his brain hurts from bouncing around the inside of his head.
You went and jumped on that guy's back, didn't you?
No.
No, you didn't.
No, I stood there, leaned up on a gas meter and watched it go down.
On a gas meter?
Yeah.
I bet it went off when you laid on it.
The dude who got hit, he's probably 40 or so. Not an intimidating dude. And he's got this buddy with him who reminds you of the long-haired dude from Workaholics. Mm-hmm. What's that?
Oh, the one with the mustache.
Yeah, the long-haired Workaholic.
Blake, there we go.
Yeah. So, again, not an intimidating man because he reminds you of the long-haired dude from Workaholics. He's about the same size.
It's weird that Fatboy knows anything about the show Workaholics.
So, his buddy's laying on the ground in a lot of pain, and then Blake from Workaholics-looking guy starts just screaming at these two gym rat bodybuilder dudes who are looking for trouble.
Really?
Yeah.
What is he screaming at them? Slurs?
No, every time they'd start to walk away, he'd be like, "Why don't you read a book, you dummy?"
What? To the big guy, the buff guys.
Yes.
Don't read a book, you dummy?
Yeah, and then Braun Strowman-sized individual will stomp back up.
Oh, Jesus.
You know, doing his arms like a cartoon bulldog. So he'll stomp right back up.
Like a bushwhacker.
Getting his face. The dude's like chest high on him. It's a monster of a man.
No.
And
knocking him out again.
No.
No.
No. I'm getting to that.
Okay. I'm going to slow my pace.
Yeah. So every time the dude will walk back up to him and the dude will kind of quiet down. He wasn't cowering down, but he was quieting down and just be like, "He didn't do anything, man. He didn't do anything." And then the big dudes walk away. "Yeah, you're stupid. Why don't you read a book, you dummy?" He just keeps screaming at him to read a book when they try to walk
off. It's like real life Revenge of the Nerds.
And then as they're walking back up, the security out in front of the place, the dude's working the door, they're just like, "Hey, man, hey, if you don't want to fight, you should stop saying that to them."
Just the bouncer?
Yeah, the bouncer. Like,
the
hey.
Bouncer didn't do anything to the guy that knocked the guys out?
Bouncers didn't want to mess with this giant man.
Good
Nobody
Lord.
Wanted a piece of him, dude. Nobody in Colombia wanted to fight this dude.
Get him in the military.
The bouncers didn't want to mess with him at all. So the bouncers just keep going over and over again, "No, if you don't want to fight, you should stop. Dude, shut up if you don't want to fight." Because they know if it breaks out into that kind of brawl and they're in the middle of it, and they don't want none of this either, man.
Yeah. Breakout brawls. That's over on Woodruff Road, I understand.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, great place.
Wow.
The first time I've ever seen somebody go, "Why don't you read a book, you dummy?"
You big dummy.
He just knocked my friend out. I'm going to tell you to read a book now.
Bless. Y'all take this nonsense to 5 points.
How many phones came out when the fight started? Like, is that, did the cameras just go up?
Not a one.
Really?
Not a one, man.
Wow.
I'd be afraid the Braun Strowman guy would, like, "No cameras," and then attack me.
Yeah, then he's broken my phone. I ain't going to do nothing about it.
Yeah. Alec Baldwin attacks Photox.
Yeah.
That guy might. So you survived it.
I did. I didn't get in the middle of it. I just stood back and watched it.
It was a good idea.
And then I stepped over the dude on the ground to get inside Tin Roof.
You stepped to me, bro?
I stepped over him.
Were they saying bro a lot? Or bra?
I think the big dudes kept saying bro to each other.
Yeah.
Because they kept taking turns pulling each other back from attacking the Workaholics guy.
Okay.
They were restraining each other at that point.
The original name for this show was going to be Bros and Bra.
Bros and Bra, yeah.
But Paige wasn't comfortable with it.
Yeah.
No. I wanted to be a bro.
I told her I'd be the bra.
Yeah.
There was a time. There was a time when it could have been three bras and a bro. I mean, really. All right. Well, so no punches thrown by you, thank God.
No, I didn't get in the mess, man. I didn't get in the fracas.
And then what's this weekend? What's the big thing?
Nothing that I'm aware of.
Really? You're not going to Joshua Tree or going
Dang
to
it.
See Hank the Third? I know y'all are friends on Twitter now.
That's true. We are friends on Twitter now. I don't know. I'm
friends with Carl Anderson now. So
I'll wind up going somewhere and seeing some kind of music somewhere. Probably Black River Rebels and the Casket Creatures are playing. I'll go to that.
Well, here's an event that you have a front row seat for.
By the way, if you want to see a fight, go to a country show.
Go to a country show?
That's what they say.
You will see a fight at a country show every time. Usually... All right, if you see a fight at a rock show, a lot of times it's something personal. Two people who knew each other before this wind up getting into some personal business. You go to a country show, you will just see strangers beating the hell out of each other.
Oh, I love that.
Every time. Every time.
Better than that.
Let's go to Gilly's.
Yeah.
Let's go to Gilly's. I want to see I want to go to a honky tonk where there's going to be some fights.
You're going to see a fight at
where there's throw down.
A picking equals a fight.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Now, here's the that's concert talk. Here's an event you're going to have a front row seat for.
Oh, wait,
both you and you nine and Paige.
Is it wrestling?
No.
Oh.
It is the first annual Monday after Easter, French fry mouth stuffing extravaganza.
Whoa.
Nine can put a whole pack of cigarettes in his mouth. How many French fries can Fat Boy put in his? And I'll challenge it, since I have the peep-off crown for the last four seasons.
This is compelling radio.
I can put more. I think it is.
I think so.
You should go back and read the comments on Nine stuffing the cigarettes in his mouth. I mean, 40% of them were saying, you know, you're going to die, but the rest of them were saying, God, I can't believe he can put that many in his mouth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then the cigarettes, too. All right, so more to come, more Rise Guys. Turn that frown upside down. It's sunshine.
Now back to Matt, Nine, Paige, and Fat Boy, the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3, The Planet.
What a treat you have this morning. Not you listening. I was talking to Fat Boy.
Oh, yeah. Mm. One of his favorite things.
A bit that turns into free breakfast. I don't know how this is going to be, though. All right, so if for some reason you were on spring break last week and you missed it, Fat Boy announced to everybody that he was going to try out for Jeopardy, real Jeopardy in Charleston. And we had this idea that we would have him go through everybody on the show and would do like a Jeopardy thing and see if he could win that.
Mm-hmm.
Nine ended up beating him in that. So
yeah, you could say that.
Nine, for some reason, showed us the other day that he could put a whole pack of cigarettes in his mouth. Well, not smoking them, but just putting them in his mouth.
Yeah, they all fit.
So I jokingly said, ha ha ha, we should see how many French fries Fat Boy can fit in his mouth.
Oh.
Because in prior shows, I've won the peep off.
Mm-hmm.
We do the same thing with the Easter peeps. So we're on Facebook Live right now. I encourage you to go to Facebook.com/RiseGuys to watch, not only listen to our beautiful faces and voices, rather.
Listen to our faces.
Listen to our... What does my face sound like?
That's not pleasant.
That's what my face sounds like, Paige.
Oh.
But you can listen to our voices and see our faces and watch the actual first ever Rise Guys French fry mouth stuffing extravaganza take place.
Hallelujah. This is a party.
So, Fat Boy couldn't beat Nine in Jeopardy. Can he beat me in the French fry stuffing competition extravaganza? Could this be our new Monday after Easter tradition?
Yeah, this could be the thing.
I had what did I have last night?
What?
I had Italian dinner last night. It was great.
What'd you have?
Italian.
Oh,
it was great.
That's good. I'm
trying to remember what it was called.
Made mango jerk pork chops.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
All right. So how do we do this? One for one? I like if Fat Boy will stuff one in,
yeah,
and
I
then
think
I'll
so.
Stuff one in.
I think one
French
for one.
Fries.
French fries, yes.
Not eating them, just putting them in
yes.
our mouth.
Place yeah. them in your mouth.
All right. I'm great at this.
All right.
Go ahead, Fat Boy.
Fat Boy will begin.
I'll take one. They're pretty much all the same size.
Yeah.
Right, Fat Boy's taking one. I'll now take one. Now Fat Boy will take another one. I took a big one.
It's
all right.
Well, they're all the same width.
Good for you.
Thank you, Paige.
All right, we're at two.
All right. I'm going to go two.
Oh, yeah?
Let's do this faster, because I don't know how much the audience will be into this.
All right, three apiece. Fat Boy's going for number four.
Yeah.
Four.
Come on,
Fat Boy's going
five.
For number five. Matt Man also on five now.
Wow, come on, six. Get a long one.
Somebody said we should cover them with chili and cheese. That's a great idea, Tony.
Ruin.
Seven?
What? Yeah.
Seven for Fat Boy?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it.
That's eight for Fat Boy?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, Fat Boy.
Here comes eight for Matt Man.
Put that nine in there. There you go.
Yeah. Number nine for Matt Man.
Dude, I can still have a full conversation.
Yeah, you can.
I really can. I've had Red Man bigger than this in my mouth.
Yeah, I've seen it.
What are we at, 10?
10?
All right.
Fat Boy's going to run out of room soon,
I think.
He's
doing well.
Oh,
11, Fat.
11 for Matt Man. Matt Man can still talk fine.
I'm fine.
Say something, Fat Boy.
Yeah, this is going to be a no contest.
All right, here
I have
go.
A huge mouth.
Yeah, Matt has a big mouth. Big old mouth.
I can't, you know.
Right here?
What is that, 12?
Well, number 12.
All right.
What is this
13?
For Fat Boy?
13?
Uh-huh. 13, I think you mumbled.
All right. 13.
13.
Right
there you go. Here we go, 14.
Oh,
Fat Boy, you're running out of space at the end. You might want to just shove it all in your mouth and make some space.
Mm.
Why is it Fat Boy goes on these losing streaks on this show? Anybody else notice this? He goes on just some epic
15,
losing streaks
15.
On the show.
You can do it.
He's not pushing them in far enough.
No.
How
does
that feel?
Here's 15.
Oh.
All right. Number 16.
I don't know what he said.
Up in the center there, Fat Boy.
Yeah, Madman's just
getting tougher to put it in there.
This. Now, Fatboy's got him in looking like mouth guards going sideways.
There's 17 in the side of his mouth. 17 in Madman. Seems like we still have room for that.
It's getting to the point.
There's things are coming out. You look like you have fangs there. Are you at 17 or 18?
17.
Okay.
He's got his 18th ready to go in.
He had two in his hands. I was kind of confused.
Matt's folding him in half to show it off.
All right. Uh-oh. There you go. 18. Uh-oh. Where?
I'm starting to gag.
Yeah, he will.
I think we're going to have trouble on number 19.
If you
19.
Don't speak, Matt, he said he's starting to gag.
Number 19. In the center. All right.
19 apiece.
Yep. So here we go to number 20. I don't know where you're going to put this. This is exciting, but you need a fang on the other side.
These things were so crispy this morning when I made them. Now they're all soggy from being in the fall for 3 or 4 hours.
Could it be? Can we do 20? 20 french fries in your mouth.
Mm. Fat Boy's barely going to get 20. I mean, if these were steak fries, he'd be like 8 and he'd be done.
I think we've got room for 20. Good for you. Is your mouth starting to hurt?
Go again, Matthew.
All right, 21.
Or you can watch the madness still, facebook.com/riseguys. We are Facebook Live for this nonsense.
I think someone needs to swallow. This is 21.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, when you swallow, it's over.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 22. Lucky number 22.
Mm-hmm.
Complete easy fit for Fat Boy.
So there's 23 for Fat Boy now? Or 22? Is that 22?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Here comes 23.
23.
Mm.
Here we go.
Mm.
Uh-oh.
Mm. 23. I can't
follow. I think he's going to be sick.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There it is.
All right, 24. Mm-hmm. 24.
Matt just did two at a time.
So you got 20.
Oh, broken in half. Okay.
So we're still at 24?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Here we go to number 25. That's a lot of french fries to have in one mouth.
Yeah, it's...
I mean, that's a lot to shove in your mouth.
Fat Boy's running out of room, just completely out.
You can't put it up your nose. It's got to be in your mouth.
25.
You do it. 26. Wow, I never thought I'd see that.
Man. Fat Boy's steady cramming.
Yeah, you're doing well.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little bit more space and you'll make it to number
27.
They're shoving french fries in their mouths. Matt Man said, tell everybody what we're doing. Yeah, because people are tuning in. This is the french fry mouth stuffing extravaganza on a Monday morning. Trying to find something Fat Boy's really good at to let him excel at something on the show.
27, here we go.
Not looking so hot right now. 27 french fries apiece right now.
Boy.
Oh, here we go.
Fat Boy says he doesn't have room. I ain't got room, 9.
Number 28.
Mm-hmm.
Can we make it to 30?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, all right, here we go.
The rate they're going, they're going to make it well past 30.
29.
They're going to wind up eating the whole damn bag.
Oh, gosh.
I was hoping there'd be leftovers.
All right, number 30. You can do it. I have faith in you. To the left side. Number 30.
30 french fries in Fat Boy's mouth at one
just
time.
Unbelievable.
He's having to use his finger. Oh, you lost one. Yeah. You got to put it back.
Oh, my goodness, Matt, man. Are you okay? You look like you're...
Oh, God. Oh, wait, I think Matt's trying not to laugh. He's going to choke to death if he laughs. Paige, thank you for bringing the trash can over. Yeah, Matt's crying from the french fries in his mouth. You can witness all this still facebook.com/riseguys on Facebook Live. Just
is this 30
stuffing,
31?
Shoving, cramming.
Where can I go?
Try it. If you run out of room, you're done. No, it's got to be in your mouth. You got to put it in, not on top of stuff. It has to go in your mouth.
Come on, 31.
So you're done? You tapping out? You quit? Yep, it fell. You got to put it back in your mouth. He's losing.
Come on.
I think Fat Boy's done. I think Fat Boy lost. All right, you can dispel of yours if you want, Matt Man. Fat Boy's coming to do his.
Oh, gosh.
Matt's got a handful
Max
just to show off.
31. That is disgusting.
No, Matt's got a whole other handful. All he's right. going to do them
oh,
all.
God.
There you go.
Please don't
I hope
throw
you can't
up.
Hear this.
Oh,
I know.
Oh, my gosh. I got to walk away.
There
I
you go.
No. Please. So is that at 33, Matt Man?
How in the hell?
No, his last handful was like 6 or 7 at one time.
It's like 35 plus.
Yeah, he had over 35. Fat Boy had barely 30.
Can I tell you what about happened? Death by laughter. Look at the tears streaming from my face.
You need to get that out of your beard hair, too.
I was sitting there about to freaking choke because I was laughing at Fat Boy because he was stacking them up on his mouth because he couldn't fit anymore.
Started playing Jenga with the French fries.
And as I started to take that, like, you know when you're in a position or maybe somewhere where you're not supposed to laugh, like at church or something, and you kind of like take that deep breath. When I did that, I felt like all those fries were going to go down my throat.
I'm surprised nobody choked. We didn't have to.
I thought you were going to heave, though.
I've got a small mouth, but I haven't been able to breathe through my nose that well for 2 weeks.
Oh, excuses. Excuses. All right. Well, I mean.
You want a trophy for that, too?
Should I have thrown? I shouldn't have thrown that.
No. It's like I wasn't going to throw Stoner Boner Jeopardy.
But it was a different strategy where you squished him and he left his hole and tried to put him in individually in his mouth.
You say Fat Boy didn't try hard enough, Paige?
No, I'm just saying it was just different strategy.
She's trying to say I cheated.
No, I didn't say that. It's just you made more room at the end and that's why you were gagging because it was shoved down your throat.
I've never eaten dry fries. I always have to have ketchup.
Mm-hmm.
Can't ever eat plain dry fries. And there was no salt on those either.
No.
There'd been salt, that would have made it a lot harder.
It's probably easier that way if they were cold.
I am the champion, my friend. See that?
Mm-hmm.
Look
at
that.
Fat Boy, I'd say it's official. You're on a losing streak again.
Aww. You can eat more than me, but I can put more in my mouth than you.
I'm not buying all these trophies.
No trophy needed.
No. You're not getting 3 and 4.
I get to brag that my mouth's bigger than yours. Gee, good job.
Somebody needs to give you a Golden Fry Award.
Well, I'll give it to you if you will make me this promise.
Sure.
Tell us what you're working on in the Plex.
Oh, my goodness. Have we got a story for you? We're going to tell you what happened with Kanye West and Coachella. It's kind of bizarre. Over the weekend.
Was that a whole week long? Coachella?
Two weekends.
Good God. Nope. I'd be wore out.
Broke.
Yeah, broke too. All right, we'll find out about Coachella and much, much more next in your Rise Guys headlines. Morning, everybody.
Follow the Rise Guys on Twitter at 933 The Planet. Tweet that. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet just rocks.
It's Rise Guys headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
All right, well, news to tell you about if you love the movie The Conjuring, the real-life Conjuring lady.
They're going to reboot it?
No.
Eventually they will. It was very popular.
Paranormal and Demon Hunter. Paranormal investigator and Demon Hunter Lorraine Warren has passed away. She died at the age of 92.
That was based on a real movie or a real life situation?
Yeah. The Warrens investigated more than 3,000 unexplained disturbances, including the house at the center of the Amityville Horror and also the Annabelle doll franchise.
Yeah. Ed and Lorraine Warren. You remember the investigators who came to the house in The Conjuring. Those were based on real people.
Hey, I didn't realize that.
Yep.
Amityville was based on real life, right?
Yeah. But the movie didn't have the Warrens as prominently as The Conjuring or anything.
I tell you, this movie I watched on Netflix, it's got Harry Potter's in it,
mm-hmm.
Daniel Radcliffe.
Mm-hmm.
It's called The Jungle.
Yeah.
Whew. Scary or weird?
I don't want to say.
Both.
Adventurous, deep, dark.
Did anybody ever see Swiss Army Man with him in it, Daniel Radcliffe?
Oh, no, I missed that
one. Farting corpse movie?
No.
That's funny,
man.
That's funny.
But Jungle, maybe I was just naive to it, but it's based on a real-life story. And when you find that out at the end, or, those that went to the movies and saw it knew it was based on, you're like, holy crap, how could this have happened? There's no way. Hollywood had to have fingered around on this thing and made it some kind of blockbuster. It was great, though. He's a real good actor, Harry Potter, Daniel Radcliffe.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of those to me that's so branded with that it's hard for me not, like when I see the wolf.
Without the glasses, yeah.
When I see the wolf from what's the thing everybody was into? the wolf and the Dracula vampire love story. Twilight.
Oh, yeah.
When I see the wolf from that, I say, oh, that's the wolf from Twilight. Yeah. I don't know his real name.
I saw him in anything else.
Daniel Day-Lewis III? Who is it?
Taylor.
You know the guy. Taylor. Lautner. Yeah. God,
is
I knew that. Oh.
I must look it up. I never saw any of those Twilight movies.
Oh, what?
They were good.
What?
What's wrong with you, fat boy?
35.
I saw the one.
Good point.
I saw one of them.
36 now?
Yeah. You had a birthday. Happy birthday. Suck it, actually.
Three words for you.
Well, if you couldn't go to Coachella, you might have been able to watch it on the internet. And one thing that was interesting was Kanye West, he had his outdoor Sunday service. And
on Easter Sunday of all days.
On Easter Sunday, and he sold super expensive merchandise. And he, $50 Jesus Walk socks and $225 sweatshirts. And he debuted a new song called Water. But the weird thing was that if you were watching online, it looked like you were peering through a keyhole, and he had that set up purposely.
To make it look like you were looking out of a keyhole?
Looking through a keyhole.
Like a peep, yeah. Like a glory hole type thing. Something like that.
Yeah.
It's the same thing they did when they went up on the moon. He shot it through the peephole.
Yeah. So
it's true.
You can get a $70 Trust God t-shirt. He also had those sweats.
I'm sure all the money's going to charity, though, Paige.
$135, yeah. $195 for sweats.
Yeah.
Where did these kids get this money?
I don't know. I would never have had that when I was going to a festival.
That's not a cheap one to go to, right?
No.
It's like a money festival.
Yeah, you'd like, here's your $500.
It's like Fire Festival that really does happen.
Debit card, honey.
Good.
Here's your Bonnaroo ticket.
And he probably sold out.
Yeah, I'm sure.
We have beer boxes for $40.
Yeah.
Ooh, I got to get one of those.
Made in America.
You get a t-shirt and a hat, pint glasses, two of them.
Stickers.
Yeah.
Koozies.
What if you're... itself. You get all that for way
nudes
less
of Paige.
$70 shirt.
But if you were the only kid that got the $50 socks, at least you got the socks.
What?
You get clowned.
I would wear shorts all the time if I bought $50 socks. I'd pull them up to my damn knees. Look. Look.
You'd be proud of your kid. Your kid goes, oh, look what I bought from Coachella.
I can't afford Yeezy, so I got Yeezy socks.
$50 socks.
Oh, man, the sweatshirts were $225.
Yeah, I mean, well.
It's not a big baller brand.
How much is that hat you bought nine at Tyler Childers?
$25.
Okay, that's about right. A little markup.
Yeah.
A little markup.
You would only get one thing, right?
25 for a hat, 30 for a t-shirt.
Five for a lighter.
Yeah.
That's good.
It's been $105 total.
God bless.
And there'd be other bands that you'd want to buy stuff for, not just Kanye, right?
Yes, so I want a Billie Eilish hoodie.
So you would need like $1,000 to spend.
Plus they're selling probably like merch for the actual festival, right?
I want Billie Eilish eyelashes. Do
yes,
they sell those?
They need to.
Eyelashes, they call them.
The socks are funny because they're just socks. There's one pair that's white and one pair that's black. The white ones, one sock says church, the other one says socks.
Church socks.
And the black ones, one says Jesus and the other one says walks.
And they're very just generic looking.
They're just, all this merchandise is plain. Like, I mean, you can get a white or off-white t-shirt that says Trust God on the front and Sunday Service at the Mountain in a circle on the back, $70.
Good Lord.
I mean, it's just one color print on a plain t-shirt, and you know how much that costs.
But you know how you get in the head, though, of people? Like, back during Christmas, Amazon had this thing. It said 75% off, whatever. And you go there and look, and it would be these brands you've never heard of. And they would say, retails at $4.99, but for 12 hours only, this is only $19. And you're like, whoa, look at the savings on this. But they made up the price.
Yeah.
It was only originally $19. Because they told me that I was saving $480. Guess what Mary got for Christmas?
Yep.
Right.
Now, don't that suck with clothes? Like, that's the only way you can have credibility with them. You have to be, you know, really high priced.
Yeah, there's one clothing store I go to sometimes, and it's weird because everything in there is always like half off. Nothing's ever the list price.
Jimmy Jazz?
No. I'd rather not say which one.
Please don't.
I like it, but if you shop for clothes, you know what I'm talking about, because every time you go in there, like, wow, these $48 pants are $20. Like, all the time, though.
TJ Maxx.
Are they really $48 or are they $20? Stein apparently Mart. they're like $29 instead of $48.
That's right.
They're always on sale for $29.
If you wore a Hilfiger shirt to school, people know you spent like $60 or $70 on it. So you have that credibility. If you got one, you're like, oh hey, he turned some heads. He's in a Hilfiger now.
That's what I never understood. When you're in kid, when you're a kid in high school, if you walked around wearing like a set, like I remember I wanted it so bad. It was a $75 polo. It almost looked like a boating shirt. I don't know what the hell, but it was like, you know, one of those like nautical looking shirts with the stripes and the whatever. And but I look at it now and I'm like, if I was in high school walking around wearing an $80 long sleeve shirt, the kids, they're not impressed by me. They're impressed by my parents.
Yeah,
they knew I didn't sure as hell didn't buy it.
Yeah.
So you're doing this to actually make your parents look better than you are yourself, unless you have a part time job, which I guess some of you do.
Depends on what you drive too.
But it's weird because.
But when I worked at Chick-fil-A for humpteen years, I didn't go buy expensive clothes. I went to like Structure and Gap.
Yeah.
Spencer's.
I don't know if it's still that way or not. I'm sure it is. Like nobody wanted Starberries because they clown you. I know that's a $10 shoe.
That's at Walmart. They sell a Shaquille O'Neal, and it's real Shaq, but it looks like Jordan 3s. And I took a picture of it and I put it on Instagram. I was like, "Don't do this to your kids."
Yeah. And I Air Brahmas.
It looked just like them, except they had Shaq's logo on the back instead of Jumpman. It's like, don't do that to your kids.
Bro.
Don't do it to them.
The only people who want Shaq stuff at this point are in their 30s anyway, right?
Yeah. Our age. Growing up
Thank
with
you.
Him. We grew up with Shaq.
I don't know if kids now know who he is.
Who's Shaq?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the guy who sells car insurance.
He sells the general insurance.
He's the guy who has
Icy Hot guy.
Yeah, guy that has the stuff for corns on your feet.
That's the gold bond guy.
Charles Barkley on TNT a couple times a week.
If you galled it, it's that guy, the big black guy.
God. That's how a whole new generation knows Shaq now from TV.
Claim to fame.
You show this generation Charles Barkley and say, this guy used to be a professional athlete. They would never believe it. What sitcom was he on? He was never an athlete.
He's just showing no fat pisser either. Show him a good one.
All right.
That's Uncle Phil from Fresh Prince.
All right. Rise Guys headlines styled by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique. I'm Paige, and there's your Rise Guys headlines.
I got to bring the funny to an end, Paige.
Well, I mean, because we got to hit the commercials.
Oh, yes. Got to pay some bills and call my mama.
Yes, we do.
That's right. Entertainment this morning with Matt Mann's mom, Mary. We'll talk to Mary right after this. Hold on.
Get your rock on. A 93-minute rock block is coming up at 10, right after the Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The Planet.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.